from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. After combing through old fatal crash reports going back to the 60s from when the Homedale Police Department was established, Patrolman Matt Minoski found that there have been 70 victims since then. He's honoring them all week long with 70 lawn signs placed at each crash site in town.
Most of the people will only see these kinds of things in the headlines, and it never really hits home until it's somebody that you know that's involved. So I really wanted to keep these people remembered by putting these signs out there to show that, you know, they're not forgotten, you know, because there's all people that report of our communities.
He hopes motorists will think about their own driving behaviors if they see multiple signs that read, "Remember me, drive safely, goal zero." Lung cancer is still the leading cause of cancer deaths in New Jersey, but a new report gives credit to the Garden State for its efforts to fight the disease. We rank better than most other states in many categories.
Michael Seelback with the American Lung Association says in New Jersey, about 1 in 5 individuals at high risk have been screened for lung cancer. That's actually better than the national average.
If lung cancer is detected early, there are much better options for treatment, and the prognosis is much better as well.
According to the association's latest report, New Jersey's lung cancer surgery rate is among the best in the nation. The Garden State also posts one of the lowest adult smoking rates. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And Camden-based Campbell's is ditching the soup, at least in the name, and the change has now been received as a shareholder green light. Campbell's Soup Company announced its intention to change its name just over 2 months ago, saying it wanted to be instead known as Campbell's Company. To reflect the 155-year-old company's full portfolio, shareholders overwhelmingly approved the change on Tuesday. But don't worry, the iconic soup brand's red and white packaging will not be affected. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And is more rain coming? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Hey, Bill.
New Jersey 101.5. It's 11:04. Here's fast traffic.
Hey, working on that crash in Elmwood Park. It's on 80 westbound between exits 62 and 61. Three left lanes are blocked. State police and a tow truck is on the scene. Again, use caution. It's a little slow getting through that area. 46 west may be a better idea. Turnpike and Parkway not doing too badly, and as you make your way across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, we're still in pretty good shape at the George Lincoln and Holland. They may still do work at the Holland Tunnel, though, which takes out one lane. Checking on those delays in Morristown on Route 202, it looks like it's clearing out in the vicinity of Morristown Green, and two openings of the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge are coming up after 11. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Chabot, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app, sign up for app alerts, and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
As a mom, go.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're going to have rain much of the time overnight. It'll be windy, but certainly the rain is much needed. We'll have lows in the mid-40s and periods of rain on Thursday. Breezy, cool, highs only in the upper 40s and low 50s. And brisk and colder Thursday night with some showers around. Wet snow mixed in across the northwest hills, where we fall back into the low 30s, near 40 at the shore. Windy and chilly Friday, a few showers around. Highs only in the low and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
In Parsippany, it's 54 degrees. South Plainfield, 55. In Manahawkin, 58. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. That is Judy Rewind next.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.